Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Mike Jezoshak, and I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. And today I have Lisa Ransom, another CPA on our tax team, again on today. As we just continue to get closer to your end, there's some topics that we want to bring to your attention that are going to be important to you to consider as we look to close out the year. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
So today on this episode, we want to talk about two topics specifically, and that's going to be the S corporation reasonable salary. Again, this is only applicable if you're an S corporation. And then we're also going to talk about self-employed health insurance and how that needs to be treated on your specific tax return. So Lisa's going to get started with the S corporation reasonable salary, and then I'm going to hop in and talk about some of the self-employed health insurance and how that should be treated.
So business owners who elect to be treated as an S corporation are basically employees of the corporation. So being that they're an employee of the corporation, the IRS requires them to take a reasonable salary. So that can take on many forms. There's a couple of ways to determine a reasonable salary. One way is there is a calculation. So basically you look at what type of tasks you do in your daily business. It could be administrative tasks, it could be service tasks, whatever may have you. And then what we do is we look at what the industry standards of that task is, and based, and it's important to know by state. So if you look at by state, what other industries that are typical to your industry, what they pay a typical employee doing the same type of work, that's what we look to see what a reasonable salary would be. So it's a little involved calculation, but it's a really great substantiation of for the business owner to determine what would be a reasonable salary. Another quick way to determine a reasonable salary is to take a percentage of your net income. And because net income can change regularly throughout the year, this one can be a little tricky, but it also is an option for business owners. And typically what would require of net income, for example, anywhere to 30 to 50% of your net income you could take as a reasonable salary. So any one of those two options are viable, and you can choose determining whatever your preference is, whatever makes sense in the situation.
Yeah, and I think the key here is that if you're organized as an S corporation, you need to make sure that that salary is taken before your rend. So if you haven't ran a reasonable compensation salary yet this year, or you think your reasonable compensation might be too low, think about running those calculations to see what you should be running as a salary. Make sure it's done before your rend so that when it comes to tax time, the reasonable compensation is taken care of and you're all set there. And again, this is just for S corporations. And so the idea behind it is the IRS requires that reasonable salary. If you don't, it can raise some red flags. So as Lisa mentioned, there's a couple different ways to calculate that. Some is easier than the others, but either way you do it, just try to have some documentation and support as to why that's a reasonable compensation and kind of why you're choosing that for your business. And when it comes to self-employed health insurance, this gets a little bit complicated depending on how your business is set up. So if you're a business owner that's paying your own health insurance, that is a business deduction. Now, how you get that business deduction depends on the type of business that you have. So if you have a single member LLC or a sole proprietorship, you're actually just going to take that deduction on your personal return. So it's not going to go on your Schedule C or your business return. It's just going to go on your personal return, but you do get a full deduction for that self-employed health insurance premiums. If you're set up as an S corporation, things get a little bit tricky and you have to make sure you're doing it correctly. So as a S corporation, the health insurance that you pay would be paid through the business. It would be a deduction for the business, but then you need to include it in your W-2. So your W-2 income is going to go up and you're going to see that health insurance premium on there. So it's important that if you are an S corporation paying for your self-employed health insurance, make sure that you are talking to your payroll provider to make sure that health insurance premium is included in your W-2. So you get the deduction on the business side, you include it in your W-2, and then you deduct it again on your personal side. So the actual deduction ends up happening on the personal side, but you get, you do have to run it through your W-2. So it's just important that you're keeping track of exactly how you're reporting your self-employed health insurance, whether it's a sole proprietor that's just on your personal return, or if you're set up as an S corporation, it's going through your W-2. So again, as we get to year end, we're just going to continue to talk about various topics that are important to you. These two are key ones that need to be done before year end. The reasonable salary for an S corporation, make sure you're running a salary, and then evaluating now here in December, kind of what is reasonable, what isn't reasonable. And then when it comes to health insurance, just make sure you're treating it correctly. If you're set up as a single member LLC or sole proprietor, that's just going to end up going on your personal return. But if you're an S corporation, there's a few more hoops that you have to jump through, and you need to make sure that that's included on your W-2. So be sure to reach out to your payroll provider. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. We created a Facebook group called Building a Successful Law Firm to take what you learn here and dive even deeper. This Facebook group is a place where we share tons of value for free, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations you are faced with and collaborate not only with our team, but with other firm owners as well. Simply go to Facebook and search for the Building a Successful Law Firm group. Again, it's Building a Successful Law Firm group. I'll see you in there.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.